Proclamation number 7769 of 11th of December, 1960. Why the Lord descended to earth. Just as it was at the time of my life on earth, so it is today, people have no living faith. The leaders pseudo-Christianity today, just as they only fulfilled their duties in a pseudo-Christian way back then, but their faith in me was not a living faith. And therefore the connection to their God and Creator was not deep enough for me to give them proof of my love and omnipotence in order to revive their faith. For they lack love, and only love would have let them recognize their God and Creator. Love would have revived their faith. But love had grown cold, just as it has grown cold amongst people now. For this reason I descended to earth in order to exemplify love to them, in order to bring them my divine teaching of love and to explain to them the purpose of their earthly change. I descended to earth in order to kindle a light for people, for there was dense darkness. People were blind in spirit and saw nothing because their eyes were closed as a result of the lack of love. And therefore the light itself descended to earth. People were in great distress and those of good will called for a savior who should deliver them from this adversity. And for their sake I also came to earth. I started my earthly life as a baby. Because the great adversity could only be remedied by an extraordinary work of love. Where love had been completely lost, my adversary had power over people, and my adversary truly kept them bound so that people were unable to detach themselves from him. And that this was possible was the result of humanity's sin, that they once self-willedly gave up their freedom and followed the one who chained them. They had become his followers in free will, and he now took advantage of his dominion and struck them with darkness and powerlessness. He kept them separated from me, who truly would have helped them if only they had enabled me to shine upon them with strength and light. But they lacked the love which is light and strength. And in order to break his power I myself accomplished a work of love which had such an effect that every person could now acquire strength and light who acknowledged this work of mine and only desired the blessings now available to him. People lack love, thus I had to compensate for the measure of love which secured strength and light again for people who had the will to attain the light. And I offered this sacrifice of love, I came to earth as savior in deepest adversity. I taught them love and led them to faith through my teaching of love. And those who were of good will recognized me and joined me. They were willing and able to love and I was therefore able to initiate them into my teaching of love. I was able to train them and then send them out into the world in order to proclaim my gospel to all peoples of the earth. And they informed people of my extraordinary work of love, of my sacrificial death on the cross. They taught them love and thus spread the light which I had kindled with my descent onto this earth. And thus I sent my disciples out into the world again to teach people the doctrine of love. And anyone who follows them will also be able to believe in me, who sent my only begotten Son to earth in order to redeem people. For I myself was the one who accomplished the work of love on earth in the man Jesus, because I took pity on humanity, which in its adversity cried out for a savior. I alone knew what their adversity consisted of and therefore I alone knew how I could help them. Love itself came to earth and sought entrance into human hearts. And whoever grants entrance to the eternal love itself will also be led out of all adversity, for he will have living faith. He will come to me myself, and I will not let his faith be put to shame. Amen.